I worked the night shift at a medium-sized hotel in my town. The main thing I did at my job was stand at the front counter and attend to customers that needed to check in or out. For the most part, though, barely anyone would be going in or out of the lobby during the night, and when they did, they would just pass by. So pretty much I just stood there all night, staring at the doors. Anyways, I would get the usual angry customers complaining about something or just being weird, but there was one night in particular that still stands out to me. It was a normal night, just like any other, as I stood at the front desk. There was a pretty big storm going on outside though, and usually whenever it's raining or just bad weather in general, nobody would be going in or out of the hotel. I pulled my phone out to pass the time, but a few minutes later a man showed up at the entrance door. He walks through the first set of doors, and then stops, standing in the small area between the two sets of doors. He gazes through the glass, looking around the inside of the building, then makes quick eye contact with me, before awkwardly patting down his pockets and walking back out into the rain. It was pretty weird, but to be honest, I'd worked at a hotel long enough, and met so many people that I was used to the strange and awkward behavior. I assumed he just forgot his keys or something, and had to get it back from his car. However, I should mention that I'd never seen this man before, though not uncommon due to most customers checking in or out during the day. Plus, he didn't have a suitcase or a bag or anything, so of course I just assumed he already had a room and everything. Another few minutes went by, before the phone rang on my desk. The caller ID said it was an outside number, so I knew it wasn't anyone from one of the rooms. I picked it up and said the regular hotel introduction and asked how I could help. A man was on the other line and said that he had parked in the front lot and needed help bringing in his luggage.
"Sorry, all of our bellmen left at 9 p.m.
He responded, politely saying that it was okay, but then he asked me if I could come out and help him, assuring me that he just needed me to roll in a small suitcase. This was a pretty strange request, but I told him that if he pulled his car up to the front door, then I could help him get situated. He paused for a moment, and then said okay and hung up. A little bit annoyed, I walked around the desk and waited in between the entrance doors. I stood there for probably 5 minutes before getting impatient. I opened the door and stuck my head outside. It was still pouring, but I could see the man from earlier across the parking lot waving to me and motioning for me to come over. I got a really bad feeling, as the whole reason I wanted him to pull up to the front was so that we could be out of the rain. Why would someone want to walk with their luggage through a storm? I ignored him and closed the door, making my way back to my desk, figuring that if he really needed my help, then he'd pull his car up to the front. As soon as I sat down, though, the man came through the doors. From how far he was in the parking lot, he had to have sprinted to get here that quickly. This time, he came all the way into the lobby and stood a few feet from the desk, breathing heavily. He immediately asked me the same exact question he asked me over the phone, asking to help him with his small suitcase. Of course, I responded with my same exact response, that he needed to pull the car up to the front. This time, though, he told me that he had already taken the luggage out of his car and didn't want to put him back in. I already had a bad feeling about this guy, but that response made me sure that there was something seriously wrong. I asked him if he had a room, assuring him that I needed to check him in before assisting him any further. He immediately grew angry, as if I offended him with that question. He demanded that I come out and help him before he checks in, as his luggage was getting wet outside. At this point, I'd had enough and responded with a bit of an attitude.
"You shouldn't have left your bags outside in the rain to begin with. If you refuse to check in, then I'm gonna have to make you leave."
He angrily turned around, giving me the middle finger on his way out of the door. He didn't come in for the rest of the night, and when the morning crew came in, I told them about the man. As far as I know, he never checked in. This definitely got me creeped out, as I knew now that he wasn't even a customer of the hotel, and was just some random guy trying to lure me into his car in the middle of a stormy night. I don't take road trips very often, as I prefer taking a plane if I have to go anywhere far. But due to the short notice of a family member's funeral, I had to drive about 10 hours to my cousin's house. I wasn't entirely sure how long I'd be away, so I packed enough stuff to last a week and began my drive the following morning, around 10 a.m. It had probably been 5 or 6 years since I had driven this far, but I was still confident that I could make it there in one day without needing to stop at a hotel or anything. A couple hours into the drive, a storm cloud started forming ahead, and an hour later, I was driving through heavy rain and thunder. The roads I was driving on were long and went through plain fields and sometimes small forests. Some portions of the road were in a valley, so all of the water from the rain would flow down onto the road with basically no drainage system. This made me have to slow down drastically to ensure that I didn't slide off the side or get caught in a flooded portion of the road. At one point, I couldn't even cross through due to the path being completely flooded. I couldn't risk my car breaking down or getting stuck in the middle of nowhere on an empty road, so I was forced to turn around and find a different route. All of this caused the drive to take much longer than I had planned, and after almost 8 hours of driving, I still had 5 hours to go. The sun was already setting, and I was pretty exhausted from having to focus so much on driving in the rain, so I knew I needed to find somewhere to get some rest before continuing the drive. It took 45 minutes of trying my hardest to stay awake before I found a small town where I could pull over. By small town, I mean it literally had maybe 20 buildings in it, and a few random farmhouses scattered around miles away. I drove around to see if there was a motel or anything, but of course it didn't have one. The best place I could find was a small parking lot to a local grocery store, so I parked my car in the far corner. The town was quiet, as in the fact that none of the lights were on, other than a few street lights, and no cars were on the roads. The place was a little creepy, so I made sure to lock my car and look around for a few minutes before I leaned my seat back and closed my eyes. I know it seems like this was a bad idea, and that I really should have known better, but it was pretty late, and the rain was still coming down really hard, so I wasn't too worried at the time about anything happening during the night. Anyways, it felt safer than just parking on the side of an empty road with no help around if I needed it. 10 minutes later, I fell asleep to the sound of the heavy rain on my car. When I woke up, I noticed the thunder and lightning had gotten louder. Looking around, the whole parking lot was much darker than it had been when I got there. But in the distance, I could make out a figure moving towards my car. I stared at them, waiting for them to make a turn or go somewhere else, but the further they walked, it became clear that they were heading for me. The rain made it difficult to see, but once they were 20 feet away, I could tell it was a man. I started getting really creeped out, especially since it was pouring outside, and this guy didn't seem bothered by it at all. But I could tell he wasn't holding anything, so I was pretty confident that he couldn't just break into my car. Once he was just a few feet away, he started walking towards the back door. Then, rather than trying to open them or break in, he put his hands flat on the door and started pushing, as if he were trying to literally push my entire car. I didn't know what to think, but the fact that he was trying to push my car told me that this man was definitely crazy. I put my key in the ignition and started it up, turning on the headlights and everything as to warn the guy that I was there, but the man didn't even flinch. He continued, trying to push as if his life depended on it. I had had enough at this point, and slowly started backing out. The man followed the car back for a couple of steps, keeping his hands on it before letting go. He stood and watched me as I pulled away and began leaving the lot, before he started walking back in the same direction that he came. I didn't stop the rest of the way to my cousin's house. I live in Washington State, and at the time that this happened, I lived with my parents in our small remote house. It was about 20 minutes from the nearest town, and our neighbors were half a mile in each direction. This isn't uncommon here, as it's mostly vast forest landscape all throughout, with small towns here and there, and a couple of big cities. Anyways, I'd grown up in that house my whole life, and was used to the isolated nature of it, so it never really made me nervous or anything. But this one incident that happened when I was 14 made me terrified of our location. It was spring break, and my parents had planned a trip to Florida, and we were supposed to leave for the airport on Sunday morning. However, there was a complication at my dad's work that happened a couple days before, so unfortunately we had to cancel the trip. To make up for it, my parents took me to a water park on Sunday. It was fun, but I was still upset that the trip had to be canceled. We were there for maybe 4 or 5 hours before a strong storm cloud was seen heading our way. It was coming in quick, so pretty much everyone at the pool started packing and getting out of there. By the time we got home, the storm had completely come down on us. The rain was intense, and the thunder and lightning was frequent. But this is where things started to get strange. We pulled into the driveway and immediately noticed that the garage was wide open. My dad assumed that he had just forgotten to close it, or maybe the sensor got caught on something on the way down and stopped it. But my mom says she was sure that she saw it close fully on her way out. There didn't seem to be anything else unusual though, so we all got out and made our way inside. My mom pressed the button to close the garage, and it closed without any issues. My parents both went to the couch and turned on the TV, while I made my way upstairs to my room. The rain was coming down even harder at this point, filling the whole house with that loud rumbling sound. But halfway up the stairs, I swear I heard something moving in the hallway. I quickly continued up, trying to see if there was an animal or something, but nothing was there. What I did notice, though, was that my bedroom lights were on. This was pretty weird, as I knew that I hadn't even turned them on at all today, and I definitely wouldn't have left them on if I did. At this point, I wasn't really sure what to think. I thought that I had to have just forgotten about the lights, or maybe something weird happened with the wiring and they turned on. I don't know. I was still a little scared though, so I stood in the hallway for a bit before making my way over to the door. Standing right outside my room, I listened, trying to make sure it was safe before entering. A few moments of silence go by before I hear something shuffling around. It was very faint and quiet though, as if it were a small rodent moving between boxes. I cracked the door open, figuring I was going to see a rat or something running around. But I didn't see anything at first glance. I entered and closed the door behind me. My room actually looked completely normal and untouched. Usually when an animal or something gets in the house, there's clear signs of a mess being made by them. I got down on my knees and looked under the bed and on the floor for any signs of an animal, but again, there was nothing. I got up and sat on my bed, just thinking about how strange this all was. But as I sat there, collecting my thoughts, a shadow quickly moved across the bottom of my bedroom door from out in the hallway. My heart stopped for a moment, terrified, as I could tell by the size of the shadow that it was definitely a person. I instantly stood up from my bed, trying to think of what to do, as I was pretty much trapped in my room, unless I wanted to risk running out. I picked up my phone and texted my dad that someone else was upstairs. Almost immediately, the message showed that it was Red, and I could hear him quickly coming up the stairs. I stood by my door nervously as I listened to the footsteps getting closer, expecting someone to jump him, but after a few seconds he opened my door. He looks at me with concern, and I quickly whisper to him what I saw. I think he could sense the fear in my voice, and we both made our way down the hall and back downstairs. Just as we got to the bottom of the steps, a single loud thud came from upstairs, followed by hard running footsteps down the hall. We ran into the living room, where my dad picked up a small bat he had laying in the corner, but the footsteps were heard sprinting down the steps, followed by the front door swinging open. We turned the corner and looked at the door, wide open, with a man in the distance running away. My dad called 911, and they came almost 30 minutes later due to the location of our house. They talked with my parents and even asked me a few questions, then searched around for a little bit before leaving. As far as I know, they never found the guy, but the general idea of why it happened was because someone knew that we were supposed to leave for vacation on Sunday morning. This is pretty unnerving, as it means that it's very likely that the person who broke into our house is someone our family knows and talks to. It really makes you wonder who your true friends are.